Hello and welcome to Zen with Jen. I'm Jenna and I created this safe space for you to tune in and chill out. You see, Zen is a state of mind, and when you live in that peaceful headspace, life begins to feel a little more magical. So join me every week as I help you reach this level of enlightenment through guided meditations, motivating mantras, and mindfulness exercises designed to bring more awareness to the moment. It doesn't matter if you're a spiritual hotshot or skeptical of the metaphysical world. Trust that you are here for a reason. Now sit back, relax, and let's get Zen. Hello and welcome back to Zen with Jen. I don't know like how you've been feeling lately, but there's some things happening in the cosmos, in the universe, some energy with this Cancer full moon and with Mercury going retrograde. Feelings might be at an all-time high. So if you've been feeling, you know, lack of energy, if you've been feeling a little bit more emotional, and you're not going to start your period soon, ladies, then blame it on the moon because that's what's happening right now. And like I said, Mercury is in retrograde. And if you don't know what that means, basically, it's what we in the spiritual world use to blame all of our problems and issues on during this 4-week span. I think it's 4 weeks. It goes until February 3rd. So Mercury is in retrograde until February 3rd. So I'm going to break it down for you, the very basics of Mercury retrograde. So what this means is the planet Mercury starts spinning in the opposite direction, which explains why things feel off. You know, Mercury controls communication. So this is a time to really be mindful of how you communicate on all levels, whether that be, through text messages, emails, body language, speaking up for yourself, speaking your truth, all the things that revolve around communicating. It's something that you want to be very, very mindful of at this time. Also, they always say, everyone says like, typos, check your, triple check your emails, which I will say there were a couple times in the group chat this week where I was typing way too fast and the joke didn't make sense. because I had a typo and like nothing's worse than trying to get the group chat going and all fired up. And then you fail with the delivery. So if you're trying to get a chuckle out of your group chat, then make sure you are triple checking before you hit send. No rush. The joke is going to be funny regardless. But it's not going to be funny if it doesn't make any sense. So yeah, communication is big during this time. Another thing you want to be mindful of during Mercury retrograde is technology. This is a beautiful time to take a step back and maybe scale back on our screen time because typically technology is on the fritz. And when that happens, it can be so frustrating and irritating. So let me give you a little example. Again, this Mercury retrograde is really going to get me. I just spent a shit ton of money fixing my car because it wasn't starting. I thought I needed a new battery, but turns out it wasn't the battery that was the issue. It was the alternator. So I had to get that replaced. And then on top of that, my brake lights were on and I figured might as well just do it all at once. But I thought it was very ironic that my car decided to not start and not work right when Mercury retrograde happened. So again, this could be me just blaming my problems on the universe, because it's a lot easier than owning up to it myself. But I do think that Mercury retrograde had a little bit of a factor in this. So I'm going to take responsibility on my end. I got the car fixed. I put my money where my mouth is. I paid for it. But again, I think it's a little bit too ironic that it happened the day Mercury retro, or the day before Mercury went into retrograde. So I like to think that it was just making me feel special because it came early for me. But technology is on the fritz. And although it can be very frustrating when this happens, just remember to be patient. Remember to be patient. I think with the chaos that usually comes up around this time of Mercury retrograde, you just have to laugh. You just have to sit back and laugh at those moments of like, oh, okay, this is what they're talking about when they say communication. This is what they're talking about when they say technology gets all weird and fritzy. So yeah, a lot of people fear this time. And I believe there are four Mercury retrogrades happening this year. So it's going to come up again throughout 2022, but there's no need to fear it. I think it's a beautiful time. And I think through the years, I've learned that this is a beautiful time to slow down, really slow down, disconnect from the technology and disconnect from the digital world and really connect with nature, really connect with myself and embrace the chaos, because life isn't always perfect and magic and mermaids and rainbows. There is going to be hard times. There's going to be tough times. And it's how you carry yourself through the chaos that makes you a stronger person. So this is a great time to really ground yourself in your spiritual practices, in your rituals, and those healthy habits that you've been practicing, you know, however long you've been deviling in spirituality, and again, meditation. So today I want to guide you through a meditation to keep close to your heart during this Mercury retrograde, because the whole purpose of this is to ground you and remind you to keep coming back to yourself, even when the whole world around you is crumbling. Okay, that was a little dramatic. But when life gets a little bit overwhelming and you can't handle the shit that it's throwing your way anymore, it is important to come back to your breath and to come back to yourself and stand in that power. So that is what we are going to work through today. So when you're ready, start to get comfortable. You can sit on a pillow or lay down on your back with the earth supporting you. Begin to connect with your breath. Relax your face. Unclench your jaw. Soften the space between your eyebrows and keep a soft smile on your lips. Roll your shoulders down and back and let your heart shine forward. Breathe in from the bottom of your belly. Open mouth exhale, letting it go. Again, breathe in deep from your belly. Open mouth exhale, releasing any tension or resistance you feel in the body. Allow yourself to sink deeper into the space, into your breath, and into the moment. With this retrograde, it's important to keep yourself grounded. Feel the support of the earth beneath you and allow your body to sink deeper into a place of peace with every inhale and every exhale. Again, breathe in that feeling of peace and breathe out, grounding yourself in this moment. The retrograde is also a time to practice patience. There will be times when frustrations will arise, miscommunication will happen, and your emotions will be triggered. But remember to recognize when these feelings come up and allow yourself to breathe through them. Every exhale imagine yourself releasing any irritability that's building and take a long slow inhale regaining your composure. Again, breathe out freeing yourself of frustration, and with intention, breathe in the patience you need for yourself and others. Although Mercury retrograde can be testing, it's also a sacred time where intuition is heightened. Focus on connecting with that inner guidance with every inhale and every exhale. Your intuition is a life force within. Breathe in, allowing it to radiate through you. And breathe out, sharing that special energy with the world around you. Take a couple rounds of breath on your own, feeling into your intuitive side and trusting yourself. Now, slowly begin to come back to your body. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Maybe roll your shoulders and neck. Then, gently place one hand over your belly and one hand over your heart. Whatever chaos comes up during this time, and whatever frustrations you face, you will get through it. Allow yourself to slow down, go inward, and always come back to your breath. When you're ready, gently begin to blink your eyes open. How are you feeling? Oh, that's nice, right? Feels so good to feel recentered and refocused and reconnected with yourself. I want you to sit with yourself for a second and maybe journal some things that came up for you during this meditation. Write out what makes you feel grounded, get clear on how you'll practice patience, and listen to what your intuition's trying to tell you with some free writing. Avoid any projects or commitments at this time and really shift your focus to any unfinished business. You know, tie up loose ends, reach out to an old friend you've been meaning to call, and reconnect with your roots. I think it's important to have some intentions to help you get through this time, but like, don't stress too much about it. There are some things that are beyond your control, so allow yourself to go with the flow. I want to thank you for letting me guide you through this meditation, and if it resonated with you, then share the good vibes by posting a screenshot on your Instagram story and tag me at Jenna Nicole. You can also find me on TikTok. That is how old I am. I'm more of a TikTok generation than a TikTok generation, but you can also find me on TikTok at Zen with Jen for daily mantras, meditations, and mindfulness exercises. And that's all I got for you today. So until next week, stay Zen, my friend.